This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Nation celebrates 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari as a good governance day today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to the statesman at his Samadhi Sadaiv Atal in the national capital this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Atal Bihari Vajpayee stands tall as a statesman who continues to inspire countless people. Paying his tributes to Vajpayee on his 100th birth anniversary, Mr. Modi said that the nation will always be grateful to Atalji for being the architect of India's transition into the 21st century. Prime Minister Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh today to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Khajuraho. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Ken Betwa River Linking National Project, the country's first interlinking of rivers project under National Perspective Plan. The project will be launched to mark the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee as Good Governance Day today. The Prime Minister will also release a commemorative stamp and coin marking birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Madhya Pradesh Governor Mangubhai Patel, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patel will also be present in the program. Prime Minister Modi paid tribute to educationist and social reformer Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that apart from being an active freedom fighter, Pandit Malviya remained a pioneer of education in India throughout his life. The Prime Minister added that Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya's contribution to the country will always remain a source of inspiration. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will dedicate more than 10,000 newly established multi-purpose primary agricultural cooperative societies, dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation in New Delhi today. He will also distribute registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies during a national conference of cooperatives. These financial tools are designed to provide easy access to credit services in panchayats and promote financial inclusion. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed governors in five states. Governor of Mizoram, Dr. Hari Babu Kambhampati, will now be the new governor of Odisha. The development came following the resignation of the present Odisha governor, Raghubar Das. Former Union Minister General Vijay Kumar Singh has been appointed as the Governor of Mizoram. Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, who is serving Governor of Bihar, has been appointed as the Governor of Kerala. He will succeed Arif Muhammad Khan, who will be the Governor of Bihar. Former Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla has been appointed as the Governor of Manipur. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that nearly 2,000 outdated rules and regulations have been scrapped to simplify governance and make it more citizen-friendly. On the eve of Good Governance Day, Dr. Singh outlined the key achievements and governance reforms brought about under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. During an event in New Delhi, he emphasized the government's commitment to transparency, innovation and people-centric policies that have redefined the meaning of governance in India. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has taken a pilot project to provide cattle shelters along the national highways to enhance road safety and avoid animal-related accidents. The Ministry of Road, Transport and Highways, in a statement, said the initiative aims to create a safer travel experience for commuters while ensuring care and management of stray cattle and animals found along the national highways. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated paper star, holly wreaths and exchange gifts. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended their greetings to people on the occasion of Christmas. In the 67th National Shooting Championship, Ganimat Saikho of Punjab clinched her second consecutive national title in the women's skeet competition in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.